1.
Come inside, come inside.
Absolutely, and girls, you remember him with fond affection, right? Mr. John Layton, film star, pop singer, 1961, a number one there in Pig of the Pops, and Johnny, Remember Me. And in the meantime, down we go to September 1963. There was an explosion. It was atomic. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah. A beat line. The truth is, Pop, because they passed that gladness right around the world. Only the beginning of things for the Beatles. There, September 1963, number one, She Loves You, Not Her. In the meantime, on we go, and in June 1964, at number one, Mr. Magic.
Your baby doesn't love you.
Absolutely. We renamed him the Pavarotti of Pop, okay, but it was Mr. Roy Orbison there from 1964, Pop Pickers, telling us it's over. Never. Oh, yes, and in 1965, the month of July, along came this one. And the truth is, they were fascinated by the songwriting of Mr. Bob Zimmerman, right? He being Bob Dylan, the Byrds, there, 1965 in July, at number one with Mr. Tambourine Man. Right. Oh, yes. April 1966. Can't wait for this. The High Priestess of Song. And I think, Pop, because we'd all like to have vocal cords like that. There she was, the majestic Dusty Springfield from 1966, April 1966, actually, at number one with You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, But I'd Like to Hear It. And in June 1968, there was Jack. They said he was flash. He jumped all over the place, right? And to this very day, Pop, because they remain a gas, gas, gas. And there it was, all the way from 1968 in June. Number one for the Rolling Stones and Jumpin' Jack Flash. How you doing, Jack? Now, I'm not one to gossip, but come closer to the radio, all right? Because, And there it was, the epitome of soul singing coming from the wondrous Mr. Marvin Gaye there, 1969 in March, and he heard it through the grapevine. Hey, and Pop Pickers, in 1972, there was Alice, you know, and snakes and all that sort of thing. Pop Pickers, wondrous there. Alice Cooper came along all the way from 1972, the month of August. School was out, you betcha. Right, here we go again. It's the month of, the month of March 1973. Ring a bell? Rot? Noise? Yeah, could be. They were never wild of Pop Pickers, or as Neil Diamond would say, what a beautiful noise. And boy, had Slade, March 1973 at number one. Come on, feel it, feel the noise. In the meantime, let's go to August 1974 in Pick of the Pops on Radio 2. There were three of them, remember? August 1974, okay, from the 3 Degrees there at number one, and the one called When Will I See You Again? What a burning question. In the meantime... And here we go, Pop Vickers, as we recap the first 10 number ones. August 1961, Johnny Remember Me, John Layton. September 1963, She Loves You, The Beatles. June 1964, It's Over, Roy Orbison. July 1965, Mr. Tambourine Man from The Birds. April 1966, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me from Dusty Springfield. June 1968, Jumping Jack Flash, The Rolling Stones. March 1969, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Marvin Gaye. August 1972, School's Out, Alice Cooper. March 1973, Come On, Feel the Noise from Slade. August 1974, When Will I See You Again, The 3 Degrees. And the next number one, from September 1976.
This weekend, Radio 2 goes country. On Saturday, we'll be broadcasting a unique concert. Performing live at the London Arena, Reba McEntire, Jody Messina, and Ricky Skaggs. Plus, the Derailos and Brad Paisley. If you'd like to come along on Saturday afternoon, you can get ticket information now by calling 08700 100 200. Radio 2 goes country this weekend.
Ta, and we are back with Pick of the Pops. And we have some more of the great number ones from 1976 to 1988, headed by, Care to Dance? There was just one episode there of the brilliance of the Great Apple. All right, September 1976, number one, and the one called Dancing Queen. And in September 1977, we had to reach way down there. The case of how low can you get, and there it was, the great Elvis Presley there, all the way from September 1977, and he was way down. We have a fanfare Pop Pickers because in November 1981 we were pressurized by this lot. And what a combination, Pop Pickers, from Pop and Rock. Queen and David Bowie uniting in 1981, the month of November, and number one they were. Not really under pressure. Then there was The Jam. It was 1982. It was the month of February. And we might say Pop Pickers, very punky. Even very funky, and there they were, The Jam, all the way from 1982, the month of February, number one in a town called Mellis. And in June 1983, all together, Let's Breathe In. It was June 1983. It was a classic. It remains a classic. The Police there, and Every Breath You Take. And in the meantime, March 1984 saw young Lionel looking for company. And I guess, Pop, because it was a case of getting to know you, right? And there he was, the fabulous Mr. Lionel Richie, one of our number ones, March 1984, and the one called, Hello. And we'll be back on 88 to 91 FM Radio 2 from the BBC. Absolutely, what a trio, right? Annie and David, and of course Stevie Wonder on harmonica. The Eurythmics there, 1985 in July, and There Must Be an Angel playing with my heart. Can't wait. And in the meantime, Diana Ross, aided and abetted by songwriting from the Bee Gees. And in the singular pop figures, yes, she shone as brightly as ever. Right, Dottie Ross there, March 1986, number one, and Chain Reaction. And in May 1987, let me tell you, and you know it well, there was none slicker than Grace. And what a devastating group, right? Grace Slick there, all in the middle of everything in 1987, the month of May 87. Nothing's gonna stop us now, and nothing did. And in October 1988, all she wanted was just 1 minute. And without doubt, she is a most amazing woman. Whitney Houston there, 1988, October the month, and 1 moment in time at number one. Right, let's do it. And we recap the second 10 number ones. September 1976, Dancing Queen, ABBA. September 1977, Way Down, Elvis Presley. November 1981, Under Pressure, Queen and David Bowie. February 82, A Town Called Mallet and the Jam. June 1983, Every Breath You Take, from the Police. In 1984, the month of March, Hello from Lionel Richie, another number one. July 1985, The Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel Playing With My Heart. March 86, Chain Reaction, Dinah Ross. May 87, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, Starship. And October 1988, One Moment in Time. All from Whitney Houston, 89. 91 and 92 are off the way, so hang around.
Get ready for the biggest stars.
It's George Michael.
Oh, give it up for Shania Twain.
Liam Neeson.
All right, then, Mecca is back.
Well, now, David Bowie.
Posh Spice is here.
Hello.
Susan Sarandon.
Now, Diana Ross, we searched on the way in or not?
The biggest story.
Straight away, oh, no.
It's the best of...
Keep right in the afternoon.
A Good Friday special, 2 till 5.
Radio 2.
Ta, we're back with Pick of the Pops. It's the final 10 from 40 years of number ones. And in April 1989, it was time for the Bangles. What a delicious voice from the lovely Susanna Hoffs, right? The Bangles there. Conquering All in 1989 in the month of April at number one with the Eternal Flame. Right, and then there was Michael Jackson in November 1991, okay? And there he was in full flight, the wondrous Mr. Michael Jackson there from November 1991 at number one, Black or White. And incidentally, before we continue with 40 years of number ones, can I thank everybody who's written to me over the last 2 or 3 months? The letters have been absolutely quite incredible. Unfortunately, I can't answer most of them, but thank you for your thoughts. They were very, very much appreciated, all right? God bless you all, and let's go on with Pick of the Pops. Oh, not off. Absolutely, baby. Charles and Eddie there. November 1992, and the one called... Would I lie to you? Take that. So Absolutely. There they were, all assembled. Right, take that. I think they've made some beautiful records in the last couple of years, all right. There they were in July 1993 at number one with the one called Pray. And in February 1994, along came the lovely Mariah. Absolutely right, Pop Pickers, yes. Nielsen much earlier had another one with it too. It's a beautiful song, and you can't keep a beautiful song down. And there they were. There she was, should I say. Mariah Carey, February 1994, and Without You. Right, here we go again. Yes, they were all assembled on stage. Stephen and Ronan and the other guys. All lovely singers. And for me, Pop Pickers, doing full justice to Bee Gees' songwriting, there was Boyzone, 1996, the month of October, number one with the one called Words. Do you mind if we have a fanfare? You see, when I first heard this, I thought, rather like it. I've never stopped singing it.
I used to think that I could not go on.
And I've got to tell you, music lovers and pop pickers, Philip Swern and myself think that's a beautiful, beautiful record. All right, it came from R. Kelly, April 1997, at number one, I Believe I Can Fly, I Believe I Can Touch the Sky. And on the subject of believing, in 1998, in the month of October, there was this. She is the unbelievable ageless nightingale of pop. Cher there, October 1998, and the one called Believe. And in 1999, only last year, there was Maria. And there she is, the delectable blondie, right? February 1999, she's number one on the charts with a lady called Maria. It's February 2000. Gabrielle has risen. And there it was, Gabrielle, February 2000, and the one called Rise, the number one, okay? And incidentally, our thanks to studio manager Martin Parker and producer Philip Swern, and don't forget Pick of the Pops is a unique broadcasting production for Radio 2. So let's run down those final 10 number ones, all right? A recap of the final 10 from 40 years of number ones in Pick of the Pops. April 1989, Eternal Flame, Bangles. November 1991, Black or White, Michael Jackson. November 1992, Would I Lie to You, Charles and Eddie. July 1993, Pray, Take That. February 1994, Without You from Mariah Carey. October 1996, Words from Boyzone. April 1997, I Believe I Can Fly, I Believe I Can Touch the Sky, R. Kelly. October 1998, Believe, Cher. February 1999, Maria from Blondie. February 2000, Rise from Gabrielle. And don't forget to join Dale Winton for the normal Pick of the Pops tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Radio 2. Ta-ra. 88 to 91 FM Radio 2 from the BBC.
The news at 2 o'clock. This is Fenella Haddingham. 14 people have been charged after fighting outside last night's UEFA Cup tie between Leeds and the Turkish side Galatasaray.